This is a burger. This is a good burger.
It's the Montreal Burger Report with Ed Hocko and Chris Hand.
I like mine with lettuce and tomato, Heinz 57 and French fried potatoes. Big kosher pickle and a cold glass of beer. Well, good for nobody was waiting to see.
Good day and welcome to part two of the first episode of the Montreal Burger Report. In the first part, Ed Hocko and Chris Hand went to restaurant Cafe Meat Market. They got comfortable with the microphones and recorder, talked about the beer selection, the method that was used to present the napkins, and Ed railed about his inability to find a classic burger. The scintillating conversation continues in part two. Please pay particular close attention to what we have to say about the burgers themselves. Restaurant Cafe Meat Market is located at 4415 Saint-Laurent in between Mount Royal and Duluth on the east side of the street. The phone number is 514-223-2292 and the website is meatmarketfood.com. They also have a Facebook page and a Facebook group. The Montreal Burger Report is a radio show / podcast / blog / something or other whereupon Ed and Chris go out, have a couple of burgers, some beer, and in very generalized terms, try to inform you about the wonderful and wide world of burgers in Montreal.
You've been here before. The fries good?
Yeah. The fries here are pretty interesting because it's a mix of regular potatoes and sweet potatoes. They're little shoestring fries.
Okay.
And, so they have sweet potatoes and regular potatoes mixed up, fried up as fries together, and presented in a little bowl. You know, they're not the crispiest fries because they're small little ones or whatever, but they're really tasty. And,
okay.
And it's an interesting mix having the two kind of combined. So every forkful, you're getting a couple of different types of fries, which is nice.
On a first blush, the chips and the tapenade are very nice.
It's really nice. What's nice is that the chips are like, they're like real fried little tortillas.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually taste the grease a little bit, but in a good way. It's not like just something out of a bag that's just like too much salt and shit.
I do like the tapenade. That's
the tapenade is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And seriously, I can't get enough of these chips. You know, these chips you get out of a bag that just, you know, these chips actually, they're fried on site. I'm speculating because they taste like it. You can taste the oil a little bit in a good way. They're crispy, they're good. Goes nice with the tapenade. But tell me this, Chris, what to you makes a good burger?
To me, it is the combination of, first of all, it's got to be blue, cold in the center. I prefer where it's worse than room temperature. I can feel that it came from the fridge, because at which point I know that it is then, yes, there are no bugs or anything like that. I then want a crusty outside, almost burnt,
right.
Seared.
So a high heat, short temperature, short time.
Yes, Then as far as the bun, I'd want, something that can absorb the juices that are going to squirt out of that sucker. However, still keep my hand dry.
Right.
And the extra stuff, pile them on. It is the more that it can handle shows how good the burger is. If the combination of the burger and the bun can only handle some Swiss cheese, so be it. I still will be happy. And that's how you know the quality of the restaurant is, okay, if they can actually pile on some Swiss cheese, a slice of tomato, some Tabasco sauce, or even
pineapple.
Better. Pineapple. Not better.
Jalapenos.
If they can do that and still keep it from, prevent it from dripping down my arm.
Yeah.
But yeah.
See, this is the thing. I mean, for me, I'm not going to say that sloppy burgers are bad or wrong, but you know, again, my quest is for the perfect classic burger, which doesn't seem to exist anymore.
Well, no, I start with a classic burger, but I recognize that my desires within the classic burger make it a sloppy burger.
The thing with me is that when you start adding all that extra stuff on, like a little cheese is good, you know, a little mustard, a little HP sauce, whatever you want to call it, is good. When you start adding too much stuff, you're hiding the burger.
Swiss Miss is mine. Thank you.
Yeah. Excellent. Yummy.
And can I get some Tabasco, please?
Tabasco, certainly. Did you need any ketchup or anything?
Actually, a little ketchup would be nice. Yeah,
no worries.
Okay. It seems very interesting.
It's a nice plate, nice square plate.
This is the mayonnaise you're talking about?
That is the mayonnaise that comes with the fries.
Okay, it's sort of orange, but
yeah.
So, see,
it seems like my ratio of sweet potato to regular potato, instead of being half and half. You've got a little more sweet potato than I do, but for me it's about 10 to 1. You know, 10 regular potatoes to 1 sweet potato.
Mine looks to be about a...
Okay.
Thank you.
They're still pretty tasty, though, I gotta say. They're straight from the fire.
Yes, fries are good.
Crispy.
And I think it's like fries also define my desire in burger. Because in the same way as like these are like crispy on the outside, you know, really soft and juicy on the inside.
Yeah, great fries. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what you want in a fry.
And that's exactly what I want in a burger, too.
Yeah, there you go. You see a burger that's presented with, you know, too many layers of like cheese and gloppy things and stuff like that. Then it's no longer about the burger. It's just about, it's more about the condiments. And,
okay.
And the burger is just a reason for the condiments. That's a nice looking bun.
It is. It is a nice looking bun.
It's got a big toothpick through it. I guess that's to hold it together. Well, they're good. Hey, it looks terrific.
Surprise, surprise.
Check it out, my burger is so sloppy that the goo is oozing through the hole from the toothpick.
After being told that they could do it medium?
Yeah.
That is not medium.
No. Yours is done the same as mine. Which, personally, I think it's just fine. I like it. I like my burger to have just an essence of the rose as opposed to being flat out pink.
No.
See, mine's got a little pink on it.
Okay.
Maybe they got the order mixed up and they didn't mind.
You might have lucked out.
Look at me, I'm just oozing with mayonnaise now. It's too much.
Now I wish I did have a camera.
It's tasty, but there's way too much sauce on this thing. The same way I like my burgers to be old fashioned and like clean and classy. For me, fries go with ketchup. This fries and mayo thing, come on, we're not in Belgium.
No, ketchup will be the death of me. I will never, ever put ketchup anywhere.
Why?
It's like sugar water. It's like a Coca-Cola.
Yeah, but mayonnaise is full of fat and oil and sugar and water.
But it tastes way better.
Ketchup's good. Ketchup is tomatoes and vinegar and sugar. It's the vinegar and the tomatoes that make the magic thing. Ketchup has virtually no fat and surprisingly few calories.
Mayonnaise has a surprisingly large amount of flavor.
What are fries? Fries are composed of three things: potatoes, salt, and grease.
Mm-hmm.
And those three things marry with ketchup, like good quality, you know, tomatoes, sugar, and vinegar, ketchup, in a way that is like just over the moon.
Thanks for listening to episode number one of the Montreal Burger Report. Ed Hocko and Chris Hand's visit to Restaurant Cafe Meat Market. While the general consensus was that the fries and the tapenade were great, unfortunately the burgers just were. Restaurant Cafe Meat Market is located at 4415 Saint-Laurent in between Mount Royal and Duluth on the east side of the street. The phone number is 514-223-2292 and the website is meatmarketfood.com. They also have a Facebook page and a Facebook group. Next week, Ed and Chris visit Ofa, a restaurant that sadly no longer exists. Extremely saddening because they had great burgers. So don't touch that screen, dial, or browser, and be sure to listen, download, or otherwise enjoy episode 2 of the Montreal Burger Report. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was produced by Chris Hand. If you have any comments, ideas, or suggestions, we can be reached by email at montrealburgerreport@gmail.com or on the internet at montrealburger.wordpress.com. We would graciously like to thank CKUT for their support, Brad Slide and Jimmy Buffett for the music, and you for listening.